There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we say thank you, fine listeners of 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, booming to the Bakken, and of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well, 1460 on your radio dial. This is What's on Your Mind. It's a first-time caller Friday. And just sort of a free-for-all Friday. We're just letting you go today. Nobody's taking us up on the offer to just have their own say for a minute without any interruption. But Chris in Newtown wanted to call back in because his commentary earlier caused a little bit of controversy, at least with the last caller of the last hour, whose name escapes me now. But thank you, Kurt and Bismarck. So Kurt and Bismarck said, hey, You're gonna take the right to vote from veterans because they receive federal benefits. And Chris in Newtown said his idea was that we're talking about welfare. We're not talking about veterans benefits. So cleared that one up on the concept, but feel free to weigh in on that or anything else on your mind today on What's on Your Mind. We've been talking about waters of the U.S. and concern from folks about what that would mean. And we've been talking about this presidential sweepstakes race, which is interesting as well. And we appreciate it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which you can find online at secureenergyfuture.org. And I really do encourage you to go to the website when you get a chance. Just jot that down and learn more about power you can depend on. That's what you have because of coal, bottom line. In North Dakota, affordable, reliable energy supply for families and businesses right here, provided not only for North Dakota, by the way, Minnesotans, this is important to you. Your power comes from North Dakota, a lion's share of it, and it's coal. Okay, and you have elected leaders, by the way, that don't think much of coal. So just it's really important to inform yourself on the facts on this and join the Army to stand up for affordable, reliable energy. Very important. And the coalition really is very, very simple. They're just dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources. All of the above. Coal-based electricity, very important. But coal is for all of the above. Some are not. SecureEnergyFuture.org, the website. Check it out. Amy and Fargo, thanks for waiting. Amy was first, and then John and Bismarck. Go ahead, Amy. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to let you know I have never voted for conservative in my life. That's what. I was too young to vote for Ronald Reagan. We had an elementary school vote when I was in second grade, and I voted for Ronald Reagan. And I grew up in a small town in Minnesota, and I was one of the only kids that voted for Ronald Reagan. And it would just be nice to vote for a conservative. And I really like Carly Fiorina, honestly, as a young woman myself, raising a family and having kids. And I just love the idea of her. She's a Texan and bringing Texas to California, just like Reagan did. And I just love her. And the idea of her going against Hillary excites me. And I really love Sarah Palin. It was exciting to see an actual woman that I wanted to vote to for be in the running, and now there's other women that are in the running, not just Hillary. I don't have to only vote for a woman that's because the Democrats are the only ones that allow for a woman. We have great candidates that are women, too, so I'm excited for her as a candidate.
I love the fact that she's following Hillary Clinton around. I mean, Hillary Clinton won't talk to the media, right?
Well, and I love she looks. I know we're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed to talk about values, but I think she toe to toe she looks better than Hillary does, and it reminds me of the base of JFK and Nixon, how they talked about how Nixon looked so much more terrible than JFK. I just think Carly Fiorina and her California personality, what's about her? She just seems to have a better show presence than I think Hillary ever could.
Well, Amy, thank you for calling. Is this your first time calling the program?
Yes, sir.
All right. It was first time caller Friday, so we have prizes we're sending out. Okay?
Wonderful.
And so we're gonna have you hold for a moment. We'll get your address and send you off a little goodie, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for your program.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much. Reminds me of something I posted last night. A friend of mine, Matt Burns, is he used to work for Medtronic down in the cities, and he's worked for some healthcare companies, and he's a neat guy. Minnesota executive, also worked in the Republican Party circles for a number of years, was the communication director of the Republican Party convention that was down in, speaking of Sarah Palin, the John McCain-Sarah Palin convention in St. Paul. And just a friend I know through another friend. But anyway, he posted something last night saying, my ideal 2016 GOP nominee, Santorum's conviction, Jeb's education focus, Carson's candor, Rubio's story, Huckabee's humanity, Walker's backbone, Carly's business chops, Rand's independence, Cruz's intellect, Jindal's healthcare policy expertise, Perry's economic record, Graham's foreign policy cred, Christie's bare knuckles, Trump's bank account, and Pataki's nod to environmental conservation. Oh, yeah, and my wife's good looks, he says. but, you know,
asking too much, is it?
It isn't, but what I think he's saying is that everybody brings something to the table, and I know there's a lot of hand-wringing going on right now, and I agree with that. That's why I think let the process play out.
Everybody brings something to the table, but does any one candidate bring more than one thing to the table?
Yeah, they're going to have to all, you know, that's why we're interviewing them. We are interviewing them for a very important position right now, and does any candidate walk in with everything you want? Not usually. You know, but you say, hey, maybe they could pick a little bit of this and that up as they go, but they got all of this, so I'm going to go with them. I mean, think of it that way. You are hiring somebody that essentially has the future of your kids and grandkids in their hands. It's a really important babysitting job. You're handing
babysitter
over.
Babysitter-in-chief instead of commander-in-chief.
You know, no, but I mean, in other words, you wouldn't hire Charles Manson to babysit your kids, right? I'm saying it's that important. That important, if you think of it that way. And you can't just do that overnight. So let everybody get in and let's watch them. Make this the people's primary. Sean and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, as regards to the water and control of it, the Nations Sustainable Development, United Nations Conference on Environmental and Development, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 3rd to 14th, June 1992, Agenda 21. That's where a lot of this is coming from, and Obama, I don't think he got much brains. But that's where he picks up all his stuff, and then all of a sudden he signs it into law through treaty. And they keep throwing so much stuff at us, you just can't keep up with it. The second thing is that it's the same thing with firearms. The United States Congress voted down the control over firearms, and then the next time I look around the corner, the United Nations is introduced firearm legislation. In the United States Senate underneath the treaty, and they all needed the Senate approval. Well, I wrote to Hoven, and Hoven, of course, voted against this bill, and there was only four votes separating winning and not winning on this issue, but they keep throwing it at us. They keep throwing it at us at the Congress, and it becomes almost impossible to read and take care of all this stuff. And so there's a lot of work for congressmen to do. I mean, if they're going to read and find out what's going on, you've got to have somebody like Hoven and our Representative Kramer to do some of this work.
Right, and I tell you what, on this Waters of the U.S. thing, you know, Congressman Kramer, I know from the get-go, has been sounding the alarm on what's coming here. We've known. What came out is really not a big surprise. I mean, now we know more details, but and I understand that Governor Dalrymple had a call with the EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as well. I'm going to be chatting with the governor later today to learn a little bit more about that for our news. But we know details, but we knew the gist of what they were trying to do. And as I say, I boil it down to this. It's control. They want more control, and private property rights would be trumped. What you do You know, when they start talking about, you know, here's how we would manage this, you know, prairie pothole zone, and it's scary. I think the only thing we can, only thing we have going on in our favor, John, on what they're trying to do in this instance, is the calendar.
Because common sense people.
Well, common sense people got to get informed, though, John.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do got to get informed without question. Then they got to act on it.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get in the game and find out what's going on. And I do think something you said earlier is quite profound. They just throw so much stuff at you. That's partly by design. It's, you know, it's just one thing after another where you feel like you're in the corner swinging, and after a while you just, you know, I just, you wore out. Now,
you're right.
We did have the same thing on Obamacare and a number of fronts, and look how they've continued to battle on that regard. Same thing on immigration, right? And the executive
That's
order
right.
on that, and there's a win there. So keep battling and
you
stay bet. Informed.
Thank you.
Keep praying. Absolutely, John. Thank you for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Give us a call.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The hour. This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. And last chance to get in here. We have lines open, so give us a call right now. We're going to chat with Kathy Nested at the bottom of the hour. We'll have one more segment to find out what is on your mind today. And for first-time callers to win a prize. How about that? Next first-time caller gets another round of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course on me. Everybody else, you're getting a copy of Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America. We're using them for doorstops around the office now. But it would have cost you $20 at one time, but now it's free. And it's coming to you in the mail. So it's a little book I wrote a couple of years ago that has some fun North Dakota stuff in it. Hey, have you noticed how many Polar tank trailers are on the road? They are everywhere. That's because my friends at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader in service with over 30 Polar Service Center locations in the U.S., Kildare, North Dakota, Billings, Montana, soon Williston as well, closest to us. Polar Service Centers all have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and a commitment to safety that is unmatched in the industry. From inspections to wrecks, lining repairs to full lining replacement and everything in between, here's the deal. They're much more than a trailer shop. Polar Service Center does truck hydraulics, wet kits, pumps, blowers. They fix all makes and models. They have a tank wash facility. If you tell them Scott sent you, get $100 off your first tank wash at either the Kildare or Billings location of Polar Service Center. Highway 22 North, top of the hill, Kildare, or off the north side of I-90 in the Billings exit to 0455. They also have some of those Challenger pumps left if you're hauling water at the best price. Get them while they last, okay? Phones, May and Minot. That's a neat name, May and Minot. Hello, May, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. I have a bone to pick with you. First-time caller, and I have a complaint.
Okay, well, you just give it to me, May. That's okay.
Well, you advertise a pillow, 2-for-1.
The My Pillow, we do, yes.
But you only get one.
What do you mean you only get...
I ordered on the 800 number when I ordered the pillow, and I gave your number, you said Scott.
Right, yep.
And I put it on the credit card. It came in a box. No warranty, no nothing with it, no directions, no instructions whatsoever. The bill was $64.18, but there was no two pillows. There was only one.
Do you know, May, that if you ordered the classic pillow?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of different pillows, so it's not easy to know which one you ordered, but the original classic pillow is the one that there's a 2-for-1 deal on. Do you know if that was the pillow you ordered?
I don't know.
Hey, tell you what, May, I'm going to have Manny take your information. We'll help you out here, okay? For one, there's a 10-year warranty.
And besides that, it's hot. I have a lot of hair, and my head sweats terrible.
Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I'm old, but I have way too much hair for a person.
Don't be sorry for that. I mean, I'm losing more of it every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm losing some of mine. Share around here.
Yeah, so just do me this favor, May. I'm going to personally make sure you get the... I'll make a call, and then I'll get you on the phone, and we'll get you hooked up there. Because if you don't like it, that's why there's a 10-year warranty, right? As I say, Todd and I talk about it because we legitimately love the pillow, and we hear from a lot of people who love the pillow.
I fight for my pillow on a regular basis, so I'm not the only one who likes it. My wife and my cats like it, too.
So they have a 60-night money-back guarantee. You can send it back. They also have the 10-year warranty. So if a year from now you're saying it's not cool anymore, send back. So simple as that. And, I mean, we'll call the owner if we have to. We'll take care of you, man. No worries, okay? So, Manny, if you get her information, that'd be fabulous. All right, let's see who is next here on the phone. Minot, North Dakota is a hot spot today of fine listeners. We were there last Friday. A lot of fun. Alan, you're next. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to find out. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton in her last campaign interview. She stated she wanted to stop the corruption in the government. And I just have a hard time believing that for the hypocritical that someone is. Because I'd love to have someone ask her, would she bring up charges against Lois Lerner to help stop the corruption that we have to suffer as taxpayers.
Yeah, she could start in the administration she was part of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the deal.
I wonder if she would have... does anybody in government have the gumption to bring charges against people like Lois Lerner and all her associates? And it just bothers me that she's saying, I want to stop corruption. I just wonder if... I mean, action speaks louder than words. I wonder if her actions would bring up charges against her.
She has to actually get asked a question by someone in the media in order to, you know, be able to be forced to answer. And, of course, she avoids that like the plague. And, by the way, Heidi Heitkamp's not exempt from that kind of tactic as well. We've said before, she's come on this program a very few amount of times and taken calls, and that's a wonderful thing. Kevin Cramer does it for an hour a week. John Hoban and Jack Dalrymple do it anytime we ask. the Hillary Heidi factor there on dodging the media, there's a connection, and it's something we ought to hold people accountable to, whether they're running for president or whether they're our senator.
Absolutely. I'm going to send you a bumper sticker I created. It says this: no Hillary, then no Hillary.
Okay.
K-N-O-W, Hillary.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I got it. I got to know. I need to see it on the bumper sticker. All right, Alan. Are you a first time caller, Alan? Or have you called before?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
First time caller. Okay, hang on a second. We're going to send out the Bully Pulpit tickets to you for sure. So hang on one sec. Don't go away. Myra in Park Rapids, or is it Maya? Maya, where'd Maya go? Maya gone? Maybe I said her name wrong and she hung up on me. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I was listening to your morning show, and your guy kind of made a "Are you kidding me?" statement. He was talking about the shooting in Grand Forks, and he goes, "Yeah, we were all concerned that maybe they went to the Air Force base and got an AK-47. I don't know why the United States would be stocking communist arms. We don't use those kind of guns."
Yeah, I don't know. He was not necessarily speaking literally. He was saying that the argument. I think the reason some people were obsessing over what gun was used was this guy was a supply clerk. So did he take a weapon, illegally and then use it? Either way, what is it? Even if he did, who cares? Right? I mean,
that's my point. My point is, why make such a big deal out of it? There's two people dead. It was a murder suicide. The weapon involved doesn't even matter.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, other than, would you want them, stacked up on the street corner? No, right? I mean, you'd want some protection to say if some mentally disturbed person is trying to purchase a gun, going through law. But usually, someone in that position doesn't go through the normal channels anyway. That's what's crazy. The police department was forced to put that out, I think, because they were getting so many questions on it, which is kind of crazy. Appreciate the call, Henry. Nice to hear from you, Josh in Dickinson, North Dakota, home of Baker Boy. I love Baker Boy. Some great.
Hello, how you
doing? I love bread. Josh, do you love bread? Are you a sucker for bread?
I am.
Man, I love the stuff. So that's one of my favorite places to visit. Guy Moose and his team out there, whenever I'm out there, check it all out. Anyway, what's on your mind, Josh?
Hey, I was just on the... You asked about what the problem with the Republican Party is, or if the Democrats were just really good at attacking, and I feel it's a little bit of both on that, and... I just encourage, like you talked about, this primary season being a big interview for people to go out and do their homework and make sure they know the person they're voting for before they pull the trigger for them.
That's great advice, Josh. Absolutely. Is this the first time you've called the program?
This is the first time.
Well, I hope you call again because you got a lot of common sense, number one, and hang on. Number two, we'll get you a free gift for being a first-timer on this Friday on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to encourage all the parents of children, young or old, really teach your children about politics, because as they get older, it really affects you later on in life on about everything you do. And I didn't pay attention until it was later in my life, and I wish I would have been away sooner. So thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
You have a good day as well. Thank you for listening. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kathy Nesson will join us from Nesson Consulting in just a moment here on the program. Stay tuned for that. Sherry in Minot wants to get in here. First, what's on your mind, Sherry?
Is this Scott?
This is Scott, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I just wanted to say hats off to Scott for calling the 50 Shades of Grey a bunch of pornographic crap. That really made my day, and I want to thank John for his really informative call. But my main reason is I just think that Carly Tina Reno, I don't know why the Republican Party isn't just jumping and throwing off caps and all excited, because to me she's just a firecracker. And I mean, if Hillary Clinton can't even make it as Secretary of State without her health failing, how she's supposed to be a presidential candidate? And I just think, you know, the guys can attack Hillary, but boy, Carly sure can. And what a power horse. I just am hoping and praying that GOP wakes up and gets her in the light. And I guess I would go for either Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz as her running mate. And I think the Republican Party right now is amazing. We've got all these candidates coming out and running, and they've all got great ideas. And, wow, what if we can't do it this time, we better sink our heads in the sand and wonder what the heck's wrong.
All right, Sherry. Yeah, I love your enthusiasm. You have got, yeah, I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose with all your ideas and thoughts.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what, if that Carly runs, you call me, because I mean, I'll get out there and I'll put some fire under some butt.
Maybe it takes a mom to fix a country, right? Just, you know, to roll up the sleeves and get it done. Maybe we need a mom. Moms fix everything anyway. They just do by nature. So.
Well, and if we want somebody to run even with Hillary Clinton, and if I don't know if I could take government under a Hillary Clinton. I mean, I have a hard time, holding my head up high.
Do me a favor, Sherry. Just keep your enthusiasm. That's what's more than anything. That's what's important. Just you're fired up, and that's important. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott, for your program and all you say.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, God bless you. Take care. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. I'm going to go real quick to these calls because our guest is waiting, but I know a few of you have been waiting a while to weigh in here. Portal? Are you in Portal, man?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I'm
and your first name
for
is Rose?
An electrician. Yeah.
Rose in Portal right. needs an electrician, did you say?
Right. I need a meter socket put in. You know, I don't know. You know, when a woman calls an electrician, it's like, well, let's put her on the back burner. Oh, click. You know, I don't know if it's because the oil came in. Now the oil slowed down, and I still can't get one, so I'm pissed.
Tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't you give your telephone number out, and then I'll bet there's some electrician out there, somebody working for an electrician somewhere in the neighborhood there that probably would be able to take care of what you need there.
I need to make sure that he's certified. You know, I need a real electrician.
Well, of course, and you can check that. You can make sure they're. You can make sure that they
okay,
are.
Okay, you want my phone number then?
Registered. Yeah, give it out. That's the best.
701.
All right.
926-3216.
All right, and if it hasn't been taken care of by Monday, you call me back, okay?
Oh, I will. And as far as the lady that was on before me about, was she trying to run against Hillary? Or what was the story? I missed it.
She wants somebody good to run against Hillary.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, doesn't everybody? You know, I want Hillary to run if she gives all the emails back, she gives all the money back that was through the... that funding donation,
yeah,
and she divorces Bill. I'll let her run. Then I'll let her run. Otherwise, she's just got to stay home and babysit for her daughter's baby. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna get you your own show, Rose.
Right.
You're ready for one. Okay. Good to hear from you. 701-926-3216. Right.
And I'll call you on Monday if I don't get one.
Yeah, needs an electrician there. 701-926-3216. Thanks, Dan. Half a minute for you. What's on your mind? The floor is yours.
Yeah, that former caller talked about cornering Hillary with a question and asked her what she'd do about the IRS scandal and Lois Lerner. And I'll tell you, these politicians will tell you what they'd like to do, but they seldom go to the heart of it, which is the Civil Service Act that goes back to the... turn of the last century, actually, and then has gradually built up with the public service unions to make it almost impossible to fire these people. They're correct when they go before Congress and they're grilled and they're embarrassed, and yet they have to say, we'll try to do something about it. And I don't care whether it's the VA or the IRS. You have got to reform civil service so that corruption practices can be defined in the law and the enabling legislation, and then get a process of 60 days or less to remove them.
All right, Dan, appreciate the call. Thanks for your thoughts. Thanks for all the calls today. We love it. We love you. We do. We appreciate you very much. And a lot of different topics covered today and a lot of notes, and we love doing it. Now we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that will be at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference that is coming up June 25th and 26th. And I love the fact that there is a Royalty Owners Association because, you know, you hear so much in the news about oil companies, and you know what? Look, they hire people. I like oil companies, but they don't own the oil. Oil companies don't own the oil. They lease this resource from the people that own the minerals. Those are the royalty owners. And those are the folks that that really are providing a very big bounty in so many spin-off ways for this great state we call home, North Dakota. And one of the featured speakers at this year's conference is our friend Kathy Nesset, the renowned geologist in the Bakken, and wanted to chat with Kathy a little bit about some of the topics that will be discussed at the conference coming up June 25th and 26th in Mina. Kathy, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I am great. How are you?
Good. How's things in Tioga today?
Tioga is awesome. Tioga is just a great place to live.
It is such a neat town, and I know you have a great love for it. And all those towns throughout the Bakken, I love the Tiogas and the Rays and the Watford Cities and all those little engines that could, you know, that are just, you know, Stanley and Williston, Minot, you know, Dickinson get a lot of attention because of their size and their proximity. But, boy, the Bakken is just all these neat little communities that are just being transformed right now. It's very fun to watch, isn't it?
I agree. And it is the small towns. It is the Whiters. It's the McGregors. It's the, you know, Hamlet. Yes, you're right, Scott. It's made up of the people who do own the oil and do own the leases, the mineral acres. That was a great lead-in and a great explanation of the ownership.
Yeah, I actually was thinking when we were chatting with this woman that called in from Portal, you know, not far from Columbus, where I have family, and her family grew up there. And, you know, those folks are the ones that right now are you know, getting visits from folks and have had, you know, these rights leased out. And really, there's a lot going on for them. A lot of these people, it's they want to know. I mean, they want to know, what do I have? What do I have? What's it worth, right? And how long is it going to be here? And I've been to many of your presentations. I told folks earlier, get your calendar out and circle July 14th and 16th for the Cook Fest, because there's so many reasons to be at those events. But one of them is the presentation that you do with Lynn Helms and Ron Ness, that is so good at every one of these, and people learn so much information. And what kinds of things did they want to know when you go to an event like this? And same thing at the conference that's coming up in June. What do they ask you, and what do you share, Kathy?
Scott, they want to know the same things I want to know. You know, how much oil is there? What are my rights? What are the what is the best way to negotiate a lease, a contract with an oil company? There's just the basic things that you and I want to know, and each one of us, as you know, let's put on our, you know, landowner North Dakota, you know, position. And these are such important questions that I think that people need to ask, and we have a responsibility as an industry to answer these questions. And I like to do that. I like to try, because I'm asking the same questions myself. And you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to the land? What is it going to look like? What is the truck traffic going to be? I will tolerate a balance between good, responsible production of this resource, you know, with the need that we have for clean energy here in North Dakota.
If you have a question or comment for Kathy today, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Will technology expand the drilling area, or is the boundary pretty well known now?
That's a great point. I think it will. I think that, you know, the area will expand to the margins, and the marginal reaches will be able to be developed beyond them. Beyond the thermally mature Bakken, oil cannot be created. So we cannot create oil, you know, other than, you know, what nature has done. So we can't go out further. But there's two things we can do. We can develop the fringes better with new technology, and new technology will continue to allow us to develop other horizons, other layers of rock within the Williston Basin. So once we get... I was just writing an article for the Bakken Breakout, which I just love to do for the Bismarck Tribune, talking about myths of the Bakken. It's not just the Bakken. There's many other oil layers. So we will expand vertically, Scott, as well as out regionally.
Say that again. Expand vertically as in be able to explore further down?
Absolutely. There are other formations that are oil-producing zones. And the technology that we are learning and implementing in the Bakken and the Three Forks can then be more effectively applied to other formations, such as the overlying Tyler Formation, Mission Canyon, which includes which is the Madison Formation, has the Ratcliffe, Mydale, Messin Formations. These zones, deeper ones, down into the Duperow, the Inner Lake, the Red River, you know, the Rough Lock, the ice.
That just makes your hair tingle when you think about
that. There's so much to do here.
There is. More with Kathy Ness in just a moment on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery.
Use caution around flowing rain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you. They need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before the top of the hour on Friday, the 29th of May. Special day in the Hannon House with our baby girl, Haley Grace, no longer a baby girl. 12 years old today. She's a big girl. So look at that date on the calendar and remember 12 years ago, like it was a few seconds ago, holding this precious little baby girl. Man alive, it goes quick. I don't have to tell anybody in this audience that, right? Maybe the kids. We are brought to you in part today by one of our best places to work tour stops, MBI Energy Services. They, by the way, have a opening just posted moments ago at MBIEnergyServices.com for a service lead in their Williston office, the Fishing and Rentals Division, seeking a full-time service lead. Only requires a high school diploma or GED, 40 hours of work. And by the way, among the many benefits, 100% company-paid insurance for the employee or family coverage, 100% paid, and a lot of other great benefits as well. Check it out. And a lot of postings right now, MBIEnergyServices.com. They need people, and they are one of the best places to work in North Dakota. We're chatting with Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Service today. Kathy's a member of the board of directors of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and so active in so many things, and our new president of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education as well. We still have to talk education for a whole hour one day. I can hardly wait. Looking forward to that as well. Today we're talking about the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference, which is coming to Minot June 25th and 26th. They're doing a Bakken tour in the morning and then start the events in the afternoon. And Kathy is the anchor keynoter for a Friday afternoon about 3:45. If you want to attend this, I mean, there'll be the biggest names in oil and gas there, all kinds of experts, and great entertainment. Milo Hotzenbueller is going to be there for the dinner on Thursday night. We have some fun things planned for Thursday night. VIP speaker that you get to ask questions of, and should be a lot of fun. If you'd like to go, their telephone number is 800-558-0557 to get your tickets while they last, 800-558-0557. And it's very affordable. You know, if you're not a member of the Royalty Owners Association, it's $150. If you are, it's $125. You can add a spouse for $50. They have accommodations for a good price at the Grand Hotel in Minot. 800-558-0557 or online. You can also go to their website, NARO, which stands for National Association of Royalty Owners, of course, narrow-us.org. So, Kathy, before the break, we're just talking a little bit about where this is going and the timeline. I still have a hard time comprehending that we're getting a single-digit percentage of the oil that is in the ground out of the ground. So has this recent bump in the road, if you will, from the price changed your view at all or dampened your enthusiasm for what the future holds for North Dakota?
If anything, Scott, I think it's given us an opportunity as an industry to regroup, study. Pull things together and get better at what we're doing. So as the price does come up, because it will rebound. I tend to be a believer that it's going to rebound sooner than later. I think it's going to go higher than some other people think. Just because I think this is such a chaotic world that we live in. And I think that the world, global supply needs, a safe, U.S. oil and oil and gas. So I really think that what we're going to be looking at is we're looking at moving forward with moving from single-digit recovery of oil. The percent of oil being recovered from the rock is going to give us such a goal to reach in technology to do better.
Your company obviously provides great expertise at the drilling site for the companies. And have you noticed with this price inching back up and the fact that spring is now here that the pace is picking up?
Little by little. Fortunately, the industry, has managed this. I think, hats off to this oil and gas industry who has managed this slowdown so effectively. It was slow to drop off. It is slow to pick back up. But yes, I do see rigs coming back up. And one thing I was so glad to see is rigs didn't leave the country. As I drive around or see North Dakota, rigs might have been set aside, stacked out, but they didn't leave. They didn't move out. They're here and they're ready to go right back to work very quickly and very efficiently.
I do want to tell folks in the audience that Kathy has a facility in Tioga that is much as a beachhead for their company as it is a wonderful addition to the community of Tioga. And if your business is in need of a meeting place, maybe you want to take some of your company members out to see firsthand what's happening. And I really encourage folks to do this. You really can't understand it on the radio or from a newspaper article or a TV report. You need to see it. Spend some time there. It's a beautiful facility. It's a great event center, even if it's family reunions or whatever, but certainly great little company retreats and meeting space. Just absolutely beautiful. So give them a call at Nessa Consulting Service to reserve that room and get out there. The hotels there, you just open up a brand new beautiful suite hotel, I understand, and Tioga added another one there. So there's great accommodations and rooms generally available right now. So it's a good time to be out in that region, isn't it?
Scott, I totally agree with you, and I'll also remind, we also have the Tioga Aero Center, so people can come in, and we are seeing more air traffic into Tioga and this northwest corner of North Dakota. So I love this area of the state. I'm just so proud that, North Dakota and Tioga and Stanley and Ray and McGregor are White Earth are the central part of this, and it's pretty exciting to be living here. And you bet, we welcome people to come visit. And you need to meet or whatever, just come and see the area.
By the way, speaking of the new Tioga Aerocenter, I ran into somebody the other day, and I don't remember who, that said to me, hey, have you seen that new Aerocenter? The pilot that had flown in and absolutely loved it. And I said, I was there for the grand opening. So it is getting a lot of attention in the community of the folks that fly around. So appreciate that very much, too. Kathy Nassett, Nesta Consulting, thank you. Folks, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll see you Monday right here.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil. If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.